We are a republic. We are a world sliding into classical tyranny. Wow. President Trump, 34-count indictment. We now learn they called up Trump's lawyer on Thursday and said we want him to turn himself in tomorrow. So Trump knew Thursday evening. But a week and a half ago, Alvin Bragg had done that once, saying, we're going to indict him in a couple days. We want you to turn yourself in. And then when Trump said it, they went, oh, you're crazy. You're making it up. The late night comics made jokes about it. Trump made it up. He's not being indicted. Boy, he lies a lot. Well, Trump, the last time they tried to trick him to come out and announce he was being indicted, he didn't announce it because he didn't know if it was true. They lie so much. But now they've officially announced that it's still sealed, but it's 34 counts. We are in a major crisis. Our republic is collapsing. The dollar is losing its world reserve currency. Our borders have been purposely lowered. We are occupied by a corporate global force that seeks to destroy all nation states and the family. And if they're going to bring down the world, they've got to bring down the United States of America first. No matter what you think of President Trump, this is the greatest legal crisis in U.S. history. Every major analyst agrees that this is beyond unprecedented and is truly a bellwether or a harbinger of the end of the republic. Now you know why Soros has put in over 2,000 district attorneys and county attorneys and controls 22 attorney generals. He's overthrown countless countries, and he will overthrow America if we let him. When I say Soros, I mean the people he represents. This is a very vicious organized crime syndicate. But it's being forced out in the open, and it's doing all this because the world, not just America, is waking up to these captors saying, we refuse to be your slaves. Now, Roger Stone was on yesterday, and the last thing he said is, Trump is still going to be indicted anytime now. And of course, we now know Trump knew yesterday, before they even announced it, that that was the case, because his lawyer had talked Thursday evening to the puppet district attorney in Manhattan. Let's play a short clip of Roger Stone on the show yesterday saying Trump will still be indicted.
There's nothing to prevent a U.S. citizen from being nominated and running for president while under indictment. In fact, not all of the alleged crimes against Trump would prevent him from running or being president, although being convicted of violation of the 14th Amendment would preclude you from running for federal office. So I think it is entirely possible, in fact, likely at this point, that Donald Trump will be waging a campaign to save this country, a crusade, as it were, a 2024 campaign, while under criminal indictment by a politically motivated prosecutor. And I actually think that is the backdrop that virtually ensures his election. People can see through this, and I think they do see through this.
It's Friday, March 31st, 2023. We are a republic. We are a world sliding into classical tyranny. Wow. President Trump, 34-count indictment. We now learn they called up Trump's lawyer on Thursday and said we want him to turn himself in tomorrow. So Trump knew Thursday evening. But a week and a half ago, Alvin Bragg had done that once, saying, we're going to indict him in a couple days. We want you to turn yourself in. And then when Trump said it, they went, oh, you're crazy. You're making it up. The late night comics made jokes about it. Trump made it up. He's not being indicted. Boy, he lies a lot. Well, Trump, the last time they tried to trick him to come out and announce he was being indicted, he didn't announce it because he didn't know if it was true. They lie so much. But now they've officially announced that it's still sealed, but it's 34 counts. to describe how this pretty much completes our journey into being a banana republic, let's play a clip from Senator Josh Hawley, who's a former prosecutor himself, talking about this situation. I think he sums it up best on Tucker last night.
Well, I think what this is about is nothing to do with the rule of law, Jesse. Obviously, this is about power. It is a demonstration of raw power. I think the Democrats know this has nothing to do with the law. They're sending a message, and the message is they will use any power that they have to interfere in the next presidential election. They will not willingly allow Donald Trump to run for president. They will not willingly lose the next election. They're going to use every means at their disposal. And Jesse, these are the same people who have sent SWAT teams to pro-life activists, who use the FBI against parents at school board meetings. They will do anything, use any kind of power to try and hold on to their own privileges, their own positions. And we are seeing that tonight. This is just unprecedented in American history. And the only way out now is to win.
And that's him on another Fox show. I also have him on Tucker as well. Let's play a clip from Tucker. Here's Tucker. The whole monologue's on Infowars.com. Let's play a few minutes of it, but he does a good summation. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. A Fox News alert: American politics was thrown into complete chaos, perhaps permanently, about 3 hours ago, when a grand jury in Manhattan, one of the most liberal cities in America, a place where 80% voted for Joe Biden in the last election, decided to indict Biden's political opponent in the upcoming election, the Republican frontrunner, a man who leads by 30 points in polls, Donald Trump. And the jury did this at the urging of a man called Alvin Bragg. He's the Manhattan District Attorney who has been famous so far by making the city much more dangerous by refusing to enforce laws against crimes like robbery and rape. Now, we don't know at this hour what the indictment says. We don't know specifically what the charges are. But previous news reports suggest they will emanate from an alleged payment 7 years ago, a payment that federal regulators said violated no law, but that Alvin Bragg apparently believes is a crime. Either way, the net result is Donald Trump is the first former president of the United States ever to be indicted. So no matter what happens next, we can be certain there is no coming back from this moment. There could be retaliation from red states. The governor of Florida has already said, Ron DeSantis has already issued a statement saying that he will not participate in any extradition of Donald Trump to New York. That's apparently scheduled for next week. As you can probably tell, we're not certain of the full outlines of the story, but we know this moment is a historic one. We want to set tonight in facts, those that we have so far. We're going to do that, as we always do, with the help of Fox's Trace Gallagher, who is with us tonight on set. Hey, Trace.
And we're going to have more of DeSantis coming up on this, but it's important to remember, Tucker, that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has chosen to pursue a case that was investigated and rejected by two previous sets of prosecutors because, one, the case is politically explosive, as we all know, and, two, it requires using largely untested legal theory. In fact, even Alvin Bragg himself initially decided against prosecuting Trump. The case, as Tucker was saying, is centered around a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels, who claims she had an affair with Trump. The DA, Alvin Bragg, could not charge this case as a misdemeanor because the statute of limitations on a misdemeanor ran out back in 2018. And to charge it as a felony, the Manhattan DA had to perform what many call legal gymnastics and say it was a campaign finance violation, going down that road. Numerous legal experts have pointed out that it would be monumentally improbable to prove that Donald Trump paid Stormy Daniels in an effort to win the White House instead of, say, an effort to save his marriage, etc.
But let's just restate the facts here. Trump is, in most polls, 25 to 30 points ahead of all the other Republicans, namely DeSantis. In every major national poll, he's 5 to 15 points ahead of Biden in a rematch right now. So going into the election 2 years ago plus, he was neck and neck with Biden in those same polls. So people really miss Trump. People understand we have total incompetence and evil running wild. We know that Soros has defunded the police, controls the DAs in almost every city, and that he is weaponizing the legal system. Now, Owen Schroyer's facing prison time for being outside the Capitol trying to stop people going in, while Ray Epps told the January 6th Kangaroo Committee that he, quote, orchestrated the attack. They had text messages where he said it. He's free. Roger Stone had to be pardoned for doing absolutely nothing. These very same organizations, top Democrat Party law firms, you can look at the news, are trying to shut down InfoWars right now and trying to run around saying in the news, I'm a criminal, they want me in jail. Not a shred of truth to any of it. But this is the weaponization, because they know what we're promoting is constitutional and is popular and is growing in popularity. And they know that President Trump is the president. They stole it from him 2 years ago, but there's no doubt he's riding it on a giant wave right now. And if the election was held today, no matter how much election fraud, when you have a tsunami that big, you can't stop it with just dead people's names and having people vote. You'll run out of the mail-in ballots. You'll run out. They barely were able to steal it from Trump 2 years ago. You saw the magic ballots come in. They closed the doors in the different states, like Pennsylvania, like Georgia, like Michigan, like Arizona. And you see the same thing still in the election from Kerry Lake, when only in Republican jurisdictions did the Democrats who controlled the state, the lady that won the governorship by fraud, was running the election, where they gave the conservative precincts, Republican precincts, ballots that didn't work. Oh, don't worry, we'll hand count those later. So they know there's a tsunami so big that they're not going to be able to stop Trump. And so they are throwing the Republican to crisis. And I believe they're going to have a whole bunch of indictments cascading on him, believing it will create the perception that he really is a criminal. And that when they indict people around him, which you know is coming, it's already been going on, but it's about to get a lot worse. They're hoping some of them will turn state evidence and bear false witness, like Judas Iscariot did after the Last Supper for the 30 pieces of silver. So I'm not comparing Trump to Christ. I'm comparing these Judas goats that are out there to Judas Iscariot. So that's where we are. And this is a desperate globalist group that's losing control worldwide, losing control here domestically. And instead of slowing down their operation and trying to back off a little, that they'd be smart, they'd still maintain control, they're forcing a confrontation with all their inept minions and ham-fisted operatives. And all I can say is we need to call for peace. We need to speak out against violence, because I can tell you right now the next card they're going to play is going to be false flag terror attacks to blame it on Trump supporters and really try to bring in official dictatorship, outlawing American populism and, quote, Trumpism in America. Biden's already said the main terror enemy is white conservative voters and people that question elections or forced injections. So you see the battle lines being drawn. You see the civil war they're trying to tee up, and we do not want to play that game. And the good news is all the numbers show people are seeing through this, so they've got a big problem on their hands. The globalists are losing, but that makes them even more dangerous. One thing the New York Times got wrong, amongst almost everything else they got wrong in their big hit piece that's been put all over every newspaper I've seen, and it's everywhere, including in the local Statesman, is that we're booming here, and that we've just rivers of money and rivers of gold and rivers of diamonds. None of that's true. It's kind of apropos that InfoWars is barely paying the bills, so they're wanting all this money that doesn't exist, but we don't want to be too good at that and have zero money. In fact, I'd like to have plenty of money to fight the appeals and move forward. There's been big rulings in Texas and federally, and almost every mainline analyst, including at the AP, says that their trials will be overturned. They have to be, or there's no First Amendment. People say, well, then why are you in bankruptcy? Because they had weaponized state judges start getting ready to sign orders to seize the infrastructure and close the building, and they said that that was their plan. And so we were out of money. It is a real bankruptcy. But listeners then thought, oh, my God, you are going under. And that almost created what they wanted. Massive support was withdrawn 6-8 months ago when the bankruptcies began. People really thought we were going to be closing. No, it's Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, which is a reorganization. So I want to just make that announcement to listeners again, that this is all in 100% good faith, to put my cards on the table and to try to come to some settlement issue with these people based on reality, to close that chapter and move on so InfoWars can be more effective at getting truth out than ever. But if they don't go along with that, then it's all in the law that we will move forward with a settlement trust so that any profits are put into a settlement trust in the future on the appeals that are 3 to 4 years, and almost every expert agrees they will lose. I don't want to talk about us personally anymore, but I get the questions all the time in text messages and on the street, and you know, the crew asks me all the time. Any other points you want to add on that, Barnes? We'll go to calls, start the next hour, and get into all the other news.
Just that the key is the audience. The whole goal was to separate the audience. The same way that the Trump indictment is trying to separate Trump from his audience, from his base, from his supporters. The goal of the lawfare against Alex Jones and InfoWars was all about stopping the audience from having its voice heard through Alex Jones, through InfoWars, through sharing the links, through continuing to support it. That's what they explicitly said in the Connecticut press conference right after the Connecticut verdict. They made an explicit and express call. Please, InfoWars store supporters, stop supporting InfoWars. So if you want to continue to get back at protecting the First Amendment and continue to support independent populist information that was ahead of the curve on almost everything, whether it was global war, whether it was the pandemic, whether it was Epstein, whether it was any of these scandals, whether it was the Biden family, whether it was Biden's bad health. There was a reason people forget. That's why they kicked you off of Instagram. You exposed Biden's first one to expose Biden's serious health problems, which now are a constant meme and source of comedy. The best way to do that is to continue to support InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I speak from personal lived experience. I've been a supporter for the better part of a decade. I continue to, mostly because it's great products at a great price. But I love supporting something that keeps free populist information on the air out to the American people. This is a perspective you don't get anywhere else. If you want to keep it, if you want to keep the First Amendment, if you want to keep this voice on the air, continue to support InfoWarsStore.com. Find something you like that you need anyway at an affordable, accessible price, and get back at the deep state, because this is still the best public tool against the deep state that exists. That's the reason why it was such a target for the last half decade. And there's nobody that does that better than the InfoWars audience. And they do it better by continuing to support InfoWars, keeping it on the air despite all the assaults and attacks, all the lies and all the libels, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and finding things they support.